thank you for tuning into the Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
All right, The Hub Show, Hub City, Rant and Rave, Jay Heisch, and Lewis is in the house.
Hello, hello, hello.
Chris Canfield.
Hello.
Well, hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm going all right. Yeah.
What's going on?
Not much.
We got some Slipjack here.
We did. We have our guests in the house here.
They said Skipjack, yeah. So you missed. Had something already.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, Slipjack. Skipjack.
I don't got time to read.
Skipjack is courtesy of one of our guests here from Hagerstown Magazine, Mr. Matt Bukowski.
Present.
Thank you.
Right. I like that.
Nice.
Also in the house.
Going in attendance.
From the Hagerstown Sun's front office, Mr. Tom Burtman.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome, man. Welcome here. This is like, I call it Hub City Night. Everything here is about Hagerstown, the magazine, the baseball team, the Hub Show. I mean, you know.
Yeah. What's going on, Shay? What's all over your shirt? Did that just fall out of your mouth, or what is that?
It did. It just fell out of my mouth.
You missed your mouth.
I missed it.
Yeah, didn't even catch on your chin.
No,
just went straight to the shirt.
I missed my mouth altogether and just fell out.
Damn.
Mercy.
Yeah, that dang on Alfredo sauce.
You're not supposed to eat soup with a fork.
I was eating with a fork. Yeah,
yeah,
a small fork.
See,
shrimp Alfredo.
Shrimp Alfredo. Did the whole shrimp hit the shirt, or was it just
the shrimp?
Just
hit
the sauce.
Everything. The noodle.
The noodle. Everything. All of it. Did you eat the shrimp?
I ate it all.
You eat it after it fell?
Sometimes if it
lands on the pants, I'll pick it up and eat it.
No, it fell on my shirt, so it was good.
It's a two-hour rule on the shirt.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
30 seconds.
Tails from the Chris.
Yeah, right.
30 seconds. Now, if it fell on the floor, you still got a 10-second rule.
Is that what it is?
What?
Is it
on 10? The floor?
That's what my grandmother said. 10-second rule, get that steak up off the floor.
Oh, a steak. I don't know. You're talking about
protein.
Depends
on what you're reading, I guess.
Your grandma must have kept a clean floor.
Yes, she did. She kept everything spotless.
Right.
Who's on my hands and knees?
If I dropped the steak,
I'd have to wash the dog hair off of it. And
at your house?
Yeah, I'd run it underneath the sink and then just throw it back in the pan, I think.
I wouldn't get it back from the dogs. The dogs would get it before I could reach down to get it.
Right.
In my house.
See, I wouldn't even be eating at your floor, off your floor. No. And well. 1 second rule.
Half a second rule.
Chris, what are you on, like half a can? Your engines are revving here, man.
I know. I've been balling out all day. I've been running.
Okay.
Really fast.
Busy day.
All day. Busy day.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I started a new project today, and I'm juggling like 12 other jobs, and I'm all over the place. The phone's ringing every 5 minutes. I'm running. I'm speeding.
You need an
assistant
now.
Huh? Yeah, I do need an assistant. I need an assistant. I need a helper.
A driver?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready to step back
into
the game.
Okay, I'll look for some
the
people.
The weather's breaking.
I'm going to look for some bona fide people.
Is it breaking? It hasn't broken. Yeah, we're still expecting snow in the forecast once or twice this week.
Well, we had our, Pennsylvania had our alleged 3 to 6 inches this morning.
Did it snow?
It did snow.
Yeah, the weather is definitely broken. It's April 2nd and we got snow. So
yeah, it's
definitely broken.
When they told me that yesterday at church,
yeah, it needs
I said, y'all, that's a good April Fool's joke.
And sure enough.
Did anybody get you on April Fool's?
No. Normally somebody, like one of my kids would say that they pregnant or you know, they go on to jail.
They try.
They try to get me.
They weren't kidding?
No one got me this year.
I swear, it's true.
The only way to truly get around April Fool's Day is just not to talk to anybody. Just shut the phone off. Stay in bed all day. That's what I do. I keep my head underneath the covers. Ain't nobody pranking me. I'm not even leaving the house.
Really?
Yep. I'm not fool. I'm nobody's fool.
You nobody's fool?
I'm nobody's fool.
Not for April or anyone else.
Well, hey, it's April 2nd. We're past all that. Hey, I want to give a big shout out, though, this past weekend to Tarek, our boy Tarek Higgins, over there at O'Connell's Pub. He had his big event.
Yeah.
The Jokes on You comedy event.
Right.
Saturday night.
Was the joke on him?
There were some cracks on him.
Yeah, they were roasting him a little bit.
He pulled a good crowd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good times, good show. Big Chuck showed up for a minute there. That was good to see him.
Okay.
Hope was there from last week. She was there performing. Yeah, good times.
His co-headliner dumped out on him, and the person who was third up had to cover a whole bunch of extra ground.
Oh, God, we're talking about.
And she did not, she was not happy about it.
Oh, really?
Wait, yeah. She or he?
Whatever it was, yeah. It was not happy about it.
Well, you remember, you have identify.
Oh, yeah, I don't, it didn't even identify with either.
Yeah, it was all over the place. It was.
Yeah. Oh. It was unidentifiable.
It was they. It was they were all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, big shout out, Terry. He had a good show. He packed the house, you know, great. For what it was, for what it is. Good times. And but hey, we're in here. Mr. Mikowski, Hagerstown Magazine.
Ma'am. Sir. Sir.
What's up?
What's going on at the Hagerstown Magazine?
Today, nothing. We were closed today for a day after the Easter
day.
So you're just here for
us? Is that a holiday?
Yeah.
You're just here for us?
I drove 72 miles.
Oh.
Just 72 miles? Oh, my. All right.
Because we're the hub show, man.
You drove 72 miles for a magazine that's based out of the town you don't live in. You don't live in your own town?
I live in my own town, but I write for a town that I don't live in, which is not my own town.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's adopted, though.
It's adopted. Okay. That's how I feel. I feel like I adopted Hagerstown, too. Yeah.
That's because there's nothing going on in Waynesboro.
I don't live in Waynesboro.
Chambersburg?
Nothing.
Come down to all the action is here in Hub City, I guess.
All the action is in York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there you go.
Go to York for your action.
All the Amish?
The York?
Yeah, a lot of Amish in York, right?
I don't know if it's
is
a
that
lot
who
of...
you party with over there? Yeah.
No, so I don't
party. All those kids on Yom Springer, right?
Yeah. It's some Amish, but I don't know if it's a lot.
Oh, okay.
I know like Catonsville area is a lot of Amish that way.
Right. Yeah. We're going to take the horse and buggy out to the club.
That's right. Well, do it up.
Party up with Jebediah and the crew. Yeah. Well, anyway, Hagerstown Magazine. How long have you been running that magazine or working that magazine? What's the deal, man?
I'll be hitting year 5 come July.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
So you're vested.
I guess so, yeah. It's just this is the only place that'll hire me.
Nice.
It's rough.
It's rough?
It's a bad market out there.
Is it your personality?
Yeah. No one likes me.
Aww.
I'm rough around the edges. I'm not very good at my job. And so this is where I land.
Are you the only editor for that magazine? It's yours, huh?
No, it's
front
just,
to back, it's all pretty, you?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I work with a really talented array of freelance writers.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, staff-wise, I am a team of one, like full-time staff.
Wow.
And then we work with a couple different photographers or whatever to piece
see,
it all together.
Chris, well, he's looking to get into freelance writing. He likes to.
Yeah, you're all about that 80-20 rule, huh? You know the 80-20 rule? That 80% of your 80% of your work comes from 20% of your workers. Yeah, that's why that's what these big CEOs do. They just go in and they just start firing like 80% of their people, and they save the best 20%, and then the company.
Oh, I get stuck with
up.
The worst 20%.
Oh, gotcha.
So like I have to do the calendar and the boring stuff, like the cool stories with like bylines and stuff.
Yeah.
I never get the fun stuff.
No, huh?
I guess
you put together the Sudoku puzzle and
right, yeah. Stuff me and like that. What's the guy from the New York Times? Damn, I can't remember. I can't pull his name. The guy that writes the Sudoku.
Who pays attention to that?
I don't know.
Who makes the crossword?
Apparently, not even
all
me.
That? No, you're right. Yeah. Just have fun with it, right?
So, any interesting stories that's been going on?
Yeah, we're running a piece on the expansion of the bike trail and stuff. It'll be coming out in May. Let's see. I had
the bike trail that runs right behind this building here.
Yeah, that's part of it or whatever. And
gotcha.
They're doing some revamping by the CNO Canal and stuff. And just the random bike lanes that
people
are.
The bike trail, isn't that the art trail? What's it called?
Yeah, that's the different that we did.
A whole different thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Separate, but like there's parts of it that
for the bike riders. Gotcha.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. I had 5 nephews over for 3 days, so my brain's kind of mushy. They just left this morning.
Oh, wow.
So you're still in baby mode, huh?
This is an escape for you, man.
Oh, big time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You brought the beer.
Exactly.
Hence the beer. Yeah. Exactly.
I should have brought my Matchbox
Party
cars.
On Garf.
Oh, Lord.
Flashbacks, man.
Yeah. Well, he looked at that Rubik's Cube and your... the Green Hornet and your Superman and your...
I see. Nobody messed up my Rubik's Cube.
No, we just put it back.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, Chris is coming. Put it back. Yeah. All right.
He's the kid at heart.
Mr. Burtman.
Hey.
Hanging out over there.
You know, it's funny to hear that, Mr. Burtman. Nobody that listens to this that comes to our Hagerstown Suns game is going to recognize that name. It's Johnny
Castle.
Listen
to it.
It's Johnny Castle.
Johnny
I'm the
Castle.
On-field MC. That's how they know me. That's how they introduce guys like Matt to come out on the field.
You're Johnny Castle on the air?
I am Johnny Castle.
So from here on out,
You can call me Johnny Castle.
Johnny Castle. All right.
Who's Tom Burtman?
Exactly. That guy's a clown. We don't need him in here.
That was the guy in the mascot suit.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, man. What a great time that was, huh? Not to change the subject, but
it was fun. I had great entertainment.
Still reeling from it. Hearing lots of things about it. And, you know, Matt Burns is still posting about it.
Matt is one of the strangest dudes in the world. I love that guy. He has got his stuff together.
Yeah.
We meet once or twice a month about some things that we're going to be doing at the Sun Stadium this year.
Oh, nice. Wow.
And, man, what I saw on Sunday when I was there, I was really impressed with how
he should have been there Saturday. He really pulled it off, man.
I heard. Yeah. I did hear about it.
Yeah, we were there from beginning to end, and we watched the people come in, me and Chris.
Did not
the doors
stop.
Open. It was like, freaks and geeks. All over, there was 2,000 people rolling through that place.
I spent my money. I definitely spent some money on that place.
I spent some money. I spent a little,
at the bar.
Yeah, but it wasn't for me, though.
At that alcoholic dessert place.
I bought it for Chris.
Right.
I said, hey, I was being nice. Right.
I had to get my Funko Pops, too. I think I heard you.
I got my. I got myself a, what's a his gizmo. Name? A gizmo.
Gizmo.
Took it out of the box, gizmo. Though. It's not the
gotcha. Yeah, well, the you got to you gotta show them off. You know?
They're not going to be collectibles, I don't think. They're like Thai Beanie Babies.
Is it too many Funko Pops?
They're just new Thai Beanie Babies. Yeah. They're not going to be worth it.
They're moving on now, by the way. I spoke to Cody Kimball across the aisle from us, who was selling all those Funko Pops.
Yeah.
And the thing is now, I said, where are they going to go now? They've done everything. The Muppets, everything, right? I guess they're moving on to like the old sitcoms, everything from I Love Lucy now. And probably Seinfeld will get their own Funko Pops and all that stuff.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I like Lucy.
Sorry, clean hands, so they're like little figurines?
Yeah, these are like Gizmo's one. They come in the boxes. You know?
Okay.
They're little bobbleheads that don't bobble.
Right. Yeah, and they're like big collectible things now.
Huh.
Yeah.
And check it out, Chris. Johnny Castle over here, he actually listened to our podcast and he was giving us some shit about the Star Wars commentary.
I cried. I cannot believe that. I was saying earlier that the biggest night for me at the Sun Stadium is our Star Wars night. I'm a big geek. I love Star Wars, Star Wars. And when I heard you guys didn't like Star Wars, I almost called and said, I'm not coming today.
Didn't like the last
Star Wars. Who are these clowns?
Because I'm such a big Star Wars fan, I didn't appreciate or like the last one.
I don't like a lot of Star Wars.
Well, you got Star Trek over here.
Yeah, Star Trek.
They're doing Solo now.
I'm excited for that.
Rogue One was good, too. And The Force Awakens was good. I liked it, man. But the last one,
I'm one of those guys that can't say a negative thing about anything that I really like. I want to make sure it keeps going.
Yeah, man.
I'm all up in that. But yeah, Star Wars, big night we have at the stadium every year. I get an opportunity to work with Lucasfilms, and they bring their Star Wars costuming groups out, and the fans love it. They get their pictures, and it's nothing major, but just to be around those guys, and they're passionate about it as well.
Oh, I bet they are. They're getting full.
Yeah. Everybody seems to be more excited about dressing up as the Sith. I didn't see. I only saw one Jedi.
Yeah, we didn't
out
see
there.
Very much Star Wars on the floor, really. No Stormtroopers, really no Vader came through there.
Yeah, again,
I'm glad the Vader didn't come.
Yeah, that has a lot to do again with those costuming groups. They don't get out. They only go to the charitable events, things like that. They work with Lucasfilm.
Well, did you see Betty Rubble?
I did not see Betty Rubble.
That was Saturday. He wasn't there.
Let's talk about Betty Rubble.
No, that's not.
Oh, you don't want
it was
to,
rough.
No.
Was
there
it
were
bad?
Two of them. It was not Betty Rubble.
How about the young lady? I don't know if she was young or not. I couldn't tell. That was dressed up as Deadpool on Sunday.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was really good. She
was some really good costumes.
Yeah,
and you missed the Wonder Woman.
I missed Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
It was wonderful.
Was it?
It was wonderful.
It was not wonderful.
There were some that were not, Chris.
She need to go back and find her size.
She didn't make comments about that, man.
She did about 2.5 sizes smaller.
Really? Gotcha.
Right. So, yeah. Mr. Castle, April 12th is the grand opening.
Yeah, we're excited. We're a mix of emotions right now. We're excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're scared to death because we're not quite there yet, and that's how it always is, start the season.
As far as what?
Just getting things ready, getting everything ready. I mean, I was working today on little things like nameplates for the players as they arrive, and I have to find out what their numbers are. And part
Where's
of my...
Where's your admin at?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's me, too. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. We're a small staff, so I'm not going to leave my guys out. We all do more than our job, our fair share of work. So My title is a promotions manager, so I handle the promotions. I'm also the production manager, so on the game day productions, making sure things are on the video board,
right.
Things are happening down on the field, make sure the person that comes out throws out the first pitch, right. Like Matt here, make sure we're ready to go.
I was
going
to say, are you the guy to talk to if I want to throw out the
I'm
first
the
pitch?
Guy. I am the guy.
I got a bucket list now.
There you go. I am the guy that can hook you up
all
with that.
Right.
But also when it comes to the front office staff and the off season. The graphics design has been thrown on my lap this year, which is fun, but it's time-consuming. I'm also in charge of community relations, so getting guys like Wooly out there and the players right. out in the community, it's my job too. It's a team effort, no doubt about it, but April 12th is 10 days away. Fortunately, our team starts on the road, so it gives us a few extra days this year. And again, as always, we're fighting that weather.
Yeah, hopefully
next week
will
be no different.
It won't be.
Playing.
So you want to get the groundhog too? You have a hit list for him.
That groundhog is. Yeah, I got his number.
Okay, so he's on my poster. I have my own poster with his picture on it. When I find him, he's done.
Him and Mother Nature are somewhere just conniving.
He's gonna be up in Punxsutawney in the grassy knoll.
I was reminded today that by my son that last year, remember the weather. I can't believe we're talking about the weather here, but it was like this last year. And it wasn't really even a spring. It just went click, and all of a sudden it was 80-something degrees. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm ready for the click.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for the click. Okay. I love
I'm with you. I love the warm weather.
I love the heat.
I love
warm weather. Well, you do, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, as long as it's dry. I mean, last year what got us was we lost 11 games to the weather. And it wasn't the Mondays and Tuesdays when we have a lower amount of attendance. It was those
weekends.
Fridays and Saturdays.
No, wow.
And we just, yeah, it was rough. It was rough. You know, you plan a game, and then you have these late showers come in. And unfortunately, when people are making those plans to go to the ball game, they're looking at the weather, too.
Right.
So sometimes it doesn't even matter if it did rain. They thought it was going to rain. They don't show up. So it's difficult, but it's part of that game. But last year we did get hit hard with the weather, no doubt about
it. Oh, wow.
It's unpredictable.
Are y'all still doing the things where you have work with the midget football leagues and baseball leagues and have them coming out?
Wait, there's a midget football league here? There's a story here, I think, for
Matt. Right?
The midget football league.
There's enough to play football. There's enough to make a team, a couple teams. What's going on here?
They got midget football leagues in Hagerstown.
Really?
Do they still call them midget football leagues?
Little people football leagues?
Little people football leagues?
That would be peewee, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
They don't call it peewee.
Well, that's because those are like five-year-olds.
Well, they must have their own community.
Dwarfs.
Because
I don't really see them around town.
No, they have it here in Hagerstown. It's called midget football league, and you gotta be funny.
Sleazy,
they have like
sporty.
They have like a little camp, an encampment somewhere.
Somewhere, I don't know, man.
They live in mushroom caps.
Is there really a team, a league?
It's not for the little people. It's for the kids, young kids.
Of course, they have that.
That's why they call it midget football.
We all thought you were going there.
I know you are wrong.
They all play halfback.
I know, right? Little like gnomes running around the field.
Yeah,
but that would be interesting,
right?
Hey, before we met,
Did you play with any midgets while you were over Easter break?
No, I did not. But if I did, I would. You know,
your midgets are all grown up.
Yeah, my midgets are all grown up. They all passed 6 feet.
Oh, no kidding.
My kids are tall.
Well, it's funny because before we met Matt on this show, I didn't even know that Hagerstown of this area had a roller derby team.
Word.
You're all about that? You know all about them?
Yeah, we did a story.
Mason, Dixon, Vixens?
Yeah.
I want to go check them out.
They have a big thing coming. I saw some signage out there, or did they have it?
Well, now I'm more aware.
Roller derby.
We did a story about them, I think it was right about a year ago, or whatever, for the May, June last year or whatever. But yeah, it's... I forget when their season probably kicks in right about now. And it's cool. It's it's a bunch of badass chicks going out there
and they're at the
knocking around.
They do it at the bowling alley.
Yeah,
around here
by
the mall, right?
Turners.
Turners. Okay,
I remember that.
Hub Show has to go check that out.
On
Virginia.
Yeah, one of them was on like an international team. She went over to China to play.
Wow, it's that serious.
Mm-hmm.
Roller derby.
Do not mess around.
Oh, yeah. I think
Devontae should sponsor some of these teams, man.
What's up?
We're trying to come up with a roller derby name for me. You know, I want to be an honorary roller derby.
We went through a whole roller derby stuff and wasn't working. Yeah.
I always said my drag name was going to be something, but you can have it if you want. It was going to be a Helena Handbasket.
No.
No.
Oh, okay. That is good.
That's a good one. That is good.
You think that'll work for
me? Because I know you and your name's Shay, but if I met you, you'd say my name is Helen the Handbasket. I'd be like,
I might have to try that out.
Big H on your shirt.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. A powerful H, too.
It would cover that spot on your shirt.
That's
right
true.
Now.
Yeah, it surely would. Cover. H would. It really would.
Helen Alfredo sauce.
Alfredo sauce.
Yes, it is.
Whatever. Hey, Monica. Anyway. Yeah. Roller derby, yeah. And baseball.
Yes, absolutely. I met those two. They're passionate about that as well. So
you should bring that out to the baseball field one night.
We've had some conversations. Absolutely. They've reached out to us, and yeah, we'd love
to
have
that. That'd
be
quite a show to have on the field, man.
It's hard to get them on the field with the wheels. Right.
Yeah.
We'd have to keep them in the concourse, and since you've never been there, but you've been there, the concourse, you know, is
that's too much.
A little dangerous, but we could get them in the parking lot, maybe.
I got a plywood guy. We can set something out.
Set it up. You know, it's funny, if I change the subject, I'm sorry, but you talk about plywood. For those of you that have been to the stadium, you walk in
11:30 seconds. Is that what we're talking about?
That's Wood Chris.
No, well,
that's
the wood. Well, then you'll know we're doing some work out there right now. We got a little area for our concessions. The city's out there building us a really nice area where you can walk up to the concessions. Now it's covered. I think the fans are going to enjoy that, you know, especially if the weather is poor, you know, they can still get up there and get their food and things of that.
Yeah, as long as Thirsty Thursday doesn't go away.
No, we got to have that. We got a roof out there for Thirsty Thursday. We're good with that. So that's not going to be a problem.
Well prepared.
Yeah, we are definitely prepared for that. But you're going to see some changes at the stadium this year for sure. You know, again, being a fan of this team since 1981 when they first started, not much has changed about that stadium. So, and I think that's what we get a bad rap on. You know, you got new people coming into this area and new families. They want to take their kids. They want to take their families out and wine and dine them and entertain them and show them something. And they don't get that feel that, you know, some of us old school guys have been going to that stadium for year feel. So they're going to see some things different out there this year. They're going to like what they see, no doubt about it.
Okay, cool.
I heard through the grapevine many moons ago that the movie Bull Durham was originally supposed to take place in Hagerstown. Is that true?
That is a true story. Yeah, that is a true story. And in fact, in that movie, I believe Hagerstown Sons are depicted in that movie too. If you check.
Awesome.
Really?
Yep. No, absolutely. In fact, I'm trying to think of the former Hagerstown son that was in that movie. But, there were we were playing Durham at that time. Because, again, we were in the Carolina League at that time when the movie came out. The Durham Bulls were in there as well. So, yep, that is a true story.
When you travel, how far do you travel?
How far does the team travel?
Yeah, what's the
it's probably
what's the limits?
Columbia, South Carolina.
Fort probably, Jackson.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's down there.
It is down there.
We were laughing at some of the other teams' names. You know, we weren't too familiar with this league. But
Rome,
you know,
Braves.
Braves, that's fine.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, it's the Asheville Tourists.
The Asheville Tourists.
Even in their own town.
Yeah, touristy in their own town. They're, if I remember correctly, they're
playing baseball.
Their mascot, their logo is a moon. I don't get it, but it's a moon. And ours, of course, is a sun. So last year when the moon and the sun, people were putting those two together during the whatever you call
the eclipse.
The eclipse. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Nice. The eclipse. It was really cool. Really cool logo. Dumb. But I don't know where the moon comes from.
How does it relate to the word tourist?
I have no idea. That's a question I wasn't expecting.
They fly by night.
I guess so.
Humanity is just a tourist.
But then you got a
celestial body.
That's right.
This is really a southern.
Some good writing for that. That's a good writing piece for that.
Right. No wonder you got a magazine.
The league is broken up.
It just flows out.
The league is broken up into a north and south. Okay.
Yes.
And we're in the north. There's the Delmarva Shorebirds.
Shorebirds, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
So the Greensboro.
They're the A team for the Orioles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's the Greensboro Grasshoppers.
Yeah, very nice.
Huh? Isn't it weird when like a seagull is always like, it always wanders way away from the ocean? You ever notice that? Like you see one seagull and you're like, the ocean is nowhere to hell near here. How did you get out here?
Well, there was more, but the rest of them dropped off on the way there.
Yeah, right.
Just a matter of time before he...
lone survivor.
So I'm glad y'all stay out here in Hagerstown because I remember there was one time you was talking about packing up, leaving.
Yeah, you know, it's, before I came on board, there was talk of that. Obviously, again, you know, it's hard to get away from that talk even now. You know, you go anywhere in Hagerstown and you run into somebody and you'll tell them you're with the Hagerstown Sons and they'll be like, you're still here? And it's like, are you serious? I was at the Enterprise, I guess I can say their name on this podcast,
sure.
Which is, what, 4 blocks from the stadium, and I was renting a car last year, and the guy said, asked me some information, Hagerstown Sons, they're not around anymore, are they? You're straight. 4 blocks from the stadium.
Right.
You have no idea if we're here or not, you know. But, yeah, it's difficult to get past that stigma of us leaving. I don't think anybody, the one thing I can say is that the staff that we have now, nobody wants to leave. Nobody wants to leave Hagerstown. We all have ties to Hagerstown. I grew up in Waynesboro across the way. My first apartment was here in Hagerstown. You know, I now live in Hagerstown. The staff lives in or near Hagerstown. Mm-hmm. We love the area. It's just, you know, again, as much as old school as I am and I love that stadium, it just doesn't offer the amenities that we'd like to see that we know we could draw people in for. So,
oh yeah, because I, you know, coming from the south further down, you get a lot of amenities that, you know, you all don't offer, because when I first came here and visit the Hagerstown Sun, went to the game, I'm like, wait, you don't have this, you don't have yep. that. And you know, that's before the new concession stands and yep. everything, you know, I'm like, oh my gosh,
it's tough.
Yeah, so I hope that you all get the funding to get, you know, what
yeah, what's
you need.
The word? What's the vibe on the new stadium? What's going on?
Man, that would be great, wouldn't it? It would be right in your back. It would have been right in your backyard back
downtown,
here.
Downtown, right?
Yeah, it would have been right in downtown. You know, so again, I'm not privy to all that information. And right. what I do know, I just kind of block out, because when you hear things and then you
believe
get excited.
It when you see it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, the knowing what I know now, and I've been with the team now for 5 years, in the front office for 3, you know, the stadium is in a state that I don't know how else to say it, but you can't put a Band-Aid on it and fix it. You know, it's mm-hmm. you can throw all this money into it, and it's just not going to fix certain things. Prime example, I like to do my steps. So I'll go out on the field, and I'll walk around the warning track, and on a daily basis, I see pieces of the wall laying on the field.
You know? Wow.
So it's a matter of, you know, it's falling apart. And I understand, trust me, the city is doing a great job of trying to keep things fresh and new, but we are definitely in need of a new place to play baseball.
Right.
Nobody wants to leave Hagerstown. We'd love to have it right here, whether right. it's downtown, whether it's across the street, whether it's, you know, by 81 or 70, whether we tear down the RR Stadium and build a new one on the spot. We just want those amenities that we'd love to offer the fans that we haven't been able to do.
Right, yeah. right. That'd
but
be
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, but
it'd have to be a quick turnover if you tried to tear down and put it back up where you are.
You would, and it probably couldn't do it.
It'd be done in a summer.
But with that said, that stadium was built in about 2 months. It, you know.
Yeah. Oh, so it's telling on itself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely telling on itself. It is the oldest minor league baseball stadium in use in the country. It's 86 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It is up
everything
there.
About Hagerstown is
old.
80-something plus years
old. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if we can get it done,
right,
and I totally understand for those of you that live in the city and taxes and things of that nature, but if we can get it done with very little hit on the taxes and you know, use city money, use county money, use state money, use private money, man, let's do something, because you just can imagine what that would do to this city. I've been to places like Birmingham, Alabama,
right.
that brand new stadium downtown, and they have a walking trail right around it. It's beautiful. It's awesome.
Oh, I'd seen the one in Pennsylvania up, like you going to was it Allentown?
Okay.
Down that way. Was
sure.
it the Pigskins? Or
yeah, the Iron Pigs.
The Iron Pigs, yeah. And I went to that stadium. It was...
It's
beautiful.
It is beautiful. It is something
you
that...
You have banquets there? I mean, you can bring a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is it's something that
have
the city can be proud
there?
Of.
Yeah. Okay. North and South, Hagerstown High.
Like wildflowers growing in left field and all that, huh?
Yeah, we talk about some of these teams here. I was noticing today that the... Mm-hmm. I believe it's the Greensboro Grasshoppers or the Greenville Drive, one of them. They're having a 2-day concert at their stadium, bringing in some huge country music
stars.
Some
big names, right.
Toby Keith and
wow.
you know, just guys like this that
put
are going to come in.
Put your ass.
Where are you going to put – where can you put Toby Keith in this town? I mean,
no,
you just,
what, the Maryland Theater?
The town couldn't hold that man.
Yeah,
he's too
couldn't.
Much man for
probably
Hagerstown.
Right. Probably
and then
right.
he'd bring his wife.
Right? And she's too much man for Hagerstown.
That's a double.
But double just speaking personally, you know, I would love to see a new stadium in this town. I really would. I mean, I want. Oh, I don't want to go.
It's a lot of things you can do with a better stadium.
A lot of potential here, man.
There is. There really is a potential. I mean, the people, you know, you go on social media and you only see the negative. People talking about the negative.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Hagerstown.
It's just, come on. It's not a bad place. Right? When I was younger, obviously I'm older than all you guys, but when I was younger,
I don't know.
The place to come was right here in Hagerstown. We would come over to the Sears. I believe it was Sears or JCPenney's that was in the Long Meadow shopping center.
That was Sears.
It was Sears, and my brother and I would ride the escalator. Yep. It was the biggest deal in the world.
That was a huge escalator, too.
It was a huge escalator.
It was like an extra floor. It would go way up.
And my parents didn't buy shit. They just let us ride up and down the escalator.
Yeah, they just drop you off at the store, say, I'll be back in 30 minutes.
We'll see you in a little bit. We'll see you in a little bit.
That was the favorite pastime.
I love that. Right. I love doing that. It was always coming to Hagerstown. Even when we graduated high school, it was coming to Hagerstown. So there is potential here. The say what you want about the cultural trail. There was a lot of thought that went into that. You know, people really wanted to beautify the area down there. I think it worked. We got a great city park. Mm-hmm. I just think that there's so
if
much
they'd let
potential
you feed
here.
The ducks.
Yeah, you got
it. What, you mean I can't feed the ducks anymore?
You can't feed
the,
are you serious? You can't feed the ducks?
I think there's a sign everywhere out there that says you can't – well, you can't take your own bread in. You have to put it in the quarter machine and get the
oh, they're going
to
get some money.
Food.
Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Literally, my father ran a drive-in theater, and at the end of a Saturday night show, we'd gather up all the popcorn, come over here on Sundays, and feed the ducks the popcorn.
Wow.
We probably killed half the population of the ducks that were there at the time, but it was fun seeing all those ducks going after that popcorn.
Yeah, right?
I think that's a story right there, right? The Hagerstown Magazine have a great story.
I killed all the ducks.
Taking all these notes over here.
I killed the ducks.
Found the guy.
Pumping full of Pop killer. Rocks and Coca-Cola.
You hear me? There's the duck killer. Johnny, the duck killer.
Look, they love it.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, so, Johnny, you're born and raised here in Hagerstown?
I was born and raised in Waynesboro.
I gotcha. Yeah. But you're from this area, basically.
Absolutely. Lived here all my life. And
you've seen it do its thing, come and go, grow, all that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it has come and grown, and we don't want it gone. So the bottom line is you need to bring something new into the city. It's kind of ironic because when you get outside the city and you head towards Sharpsburg and you see all those developments over there, or you head towards Middletown, or you head up to Greencastle area, and it's just growth everywhere. And I'm telling you that if you put something like a brand new stadium in this town, people will come. And people are going to say, oh, you build it, they will come. But I'm telling you, it's the truth.
I'm really telling you.
It really is.
I'm telling you. When we you know, I'm a Texas Ranger fan. So
that's fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
So,
I'm just letting you know, putting
it out there. But when we had our old stadium, and it was like, we want to do something. They want to do something. I said, oh, everybody was mad about it at first. But then when they started talking about how, you know, the profits that they were getting. So what they did, they went and redid it and made it beautiful. They started having the proms there. They having weddings and big conferences there. I mean, it is so gorgeous. That is the baseball field.
It
okay,
really is.
You have a prom on a baseball field?
Yes, at the Texas Rangers baseball field. They have a big area where you have the proms there and weddings.
Extra revenue stream.
Yeah, then you got to look at the Jerry Dome. Jerry Dome down the street, you do the same thing. He does tours and have concerts.
It's a big high school if they fill up the Jerry Dome with a prom.
Right. Oh, they do everything at the Jerry Dome. You know, so Jerry Dome is, you know, they got, you know, I haven't seen it because I'm not a Cowboy fan. I just refuse. But they do everything there.
Long story.
Yeah. Anyway.
I won't say, again, I love the area. Hager Hall is a great place, but that's it as far as convention space in this area.
Right.
We have nothing else.
Hey, whatever happened to, there was a.
Yeah, can I ask a question? Sure. I'm not from here.
Yeah.
There is a Hagerstown Convention Center that's got a bunch of cars for sale parked around it. What happened to that?
Yeah, I was what? Actually hotel, I was curious
it's on the
about
40.
That. The hotel, all
hotel
the way down
and
the
convention
of 40.
Center.
Oh, you're talking about the Venice Inn, the old Venice.
Oh,
Inn.
No, no,
Venice.
Not the Venice. Oh, that's not that.
It's across from like the Honda dealership on the 40 across. The
oh,
highway.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. It still says Hagerstown
Convention
Center. Yes,
I mean,
I remember
that was a decent sized space. I mean, we were talking earlier about what I do DJing, and you know, I did quite a few events in there over the year. It was a fairly decent sized space, not quite as big as what Hager Hall was.
Okay,
not sure what happened. happened. I think it was a case of where it's just
shuttered, right? There's just nothing going on there.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom, it's right there off of the interstate. Yep. You think the hotel rooms would be full, but that just wasn't the case. And
it's no appeal. No appeal.
It should have been a thing to itself with more hotels around it.
Yeah.
For what it is. Yeah. But
yeah, the location would be perfect.
Right out the highway, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know what happened there. But like I said, that was another space that could have been used. But again, it was ballrooms that maybe could have fit 250 people. And right. I'm talking, where do we put 1,000 people?
Right.
Where do we put 1,500 people?
Right, right.
You know, and we don't have that here in this city. And we should. I mean, there should be
something
for that. I mean,
you're the hub city. So you should put something here if you have... You know, you got people from Martinsburg come.
Chambersburg.
Chambersburg. Waynesboro. All the surrounding areas. I mean, you're 70 and 81. That's a good area to bring in that population. And, you know, there's a lot of people from the D.C. area would go to the wineries down here. Mm-hmm. Just think if the wineries threw an event at a new stadium.
Sure.
Woo! The cops are getting a lot of tickets out. Boy, Chris, you can't come out.
Ka-ching.
Right.
Yeah. Is there a possibility? I'm not a wine drinker. Free time. Like, is there a possibility to do like an event, like have a musical act at the stadium?
It's a matter of logistics and bringing them in. And not this last year, but the year before, I tried to bring in bands every Thursday night, and it just didn't work. The fans didn't really take to it.
Fair enough.
There was one band made in the '80s, a local band that people love, and that was a good night, but. Really, to do something like that, well, again, not last year, but the year before, we brought in some harder rock acts, and unfortunately, it didn't have a big pre-sale. And the day of event, they were expecting a huge crowd. It was 105 degrees, and there's no shade. You know, there's nowhere to sit. So logistic wise, there just isn't that kind of room. We did do the chili cook-off last year there, which I believe the Herald Mail was in running that, and that was fairly successful, and we plan on doing that again this year.
These are on off days. These aren't on.
Yeah, this
days.
Was the chili cook-off was after the season.
Okay,
it's hard for us to do something in season because there just isn't much turnaround time to get that field ready,
get it planned, all that. Yeah,
there just isn't. And again, by the time the season's over, September. You know, then again, you're back working with the weather. You know, you don't know if it's going to be 105 or it's going to be 45.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's such a drastic, you know.
Change,
and especially in September. So, again, if we had an area like you were talking about, a new stadium, you could have indoor area, too, where you could have larger events. Again, I go back to the Birmingham team. They had an event space inside their stadium that was inside, obviously, that could hold up to 500 people. So, that's a lot of people. You know, that's wedding,
and if you had more space, you could play on your own crowd. You know, you could do stuff on game day and just have it roll from one event into the next, and
it's simultaneously too. Yeah. You know,
when we have three price points at our stadium. We have what we call a VIP reserved area, which is three rows around the stadium. Mm-hmm. We have a grandstand section, which is behind home plate that's covered, and we have our bleachers, which is general admission. We have a space for about 20 people that we can rent as a suite. That's it.
That's it.
You know.
I need to be in the VIP section. I need to be. What perks do I get?
All the shrimp Alfredo you can eat.
I'll take it.
And you'll have baseball players flirting with you as you're walking. Right.
Oh, I don't need that. I got in trouble already.
Fortunately, there'll be plenty of shrimp left for everyone else because you can't find your mouth.
That's okay.
All right.
It'll get there.
All right.
So, but what is the big benefit of being a VIP?
Up close and personal to the game. You know, you get your own seat. You're up close and personal to the field. Unfortunately, we don't have at one time we had ushers that would come down and serve and things like that, but we don't have the manpower to do that anymore.
You get to pat Cal Ripken's son on the ass.
Hey, you know what? He doesn't play for us anymore. Ryan was a great kid. Got to know him really personally, but just found out today that he is going to be on the Delmarva Shorebirds team. So he will be back in town several times this year.
Nice.
So you never know. Maybe Cal will show up. You know?
Okay.
But Ryan, a great kid, man. I got a chance to know him. Part of my relationship with the Hagerstown Suns, I'm also a host family. So these players live with me throughout the season.
I got you.
Oh, wow.
So I've been fortunate to have some guys that – Ryan wasn't one of them, but the biggest name in the Washington Nationals organization right now is Victor Robles. Everybody knows Victor Robles if you follow baseball. Well, he lived with me while he was here.
Oh, wow.
And he's the number four prospect in minor league baseball, number one for the Nats. Last year we had the number two and three players on our team. We're hoping to get at least one of those guys back this year. And if things and the cards are played well, we're going to have nine of the top 30 prospects in the Nationals organization playing with us. Oh, nice. We're going to have a good team.
Well, I tell you what, I think a good promo is to get some of these baseball players to do some like some camps.
Yeah.
You know, at your field and do it, you know, for the, you know, like my son, he's 16.
We would love to do it. And we hope to see your son out there. And I'll make sure you get information. We do some baseball camps in August and we bring them out here and the players. And Ryan, when he was here, he was a part of it working with the kids. But yeah, we do that twice a summer in the August. And it's really inexpensive. They get about 4 to 5 hours of time with the players. They're out there on the field. They learn a few things, but more importantly, they're around the players and they get that feel of what it's like to be out there on that field. Again, I can say what I want about the stadium, but I played on that field and there's nothing like playing in a professional sports stadium.
Right. I would love to. I got to give me that information. I think a lot of kids need to go out there and really understand it. You got to work hard for it.
You do have to work hard for it. And that's another thing that our fans, maybe not our fans, but the people at Hagerstown understand that these guys are just kids, you know. We're going to have some kids on our team that are 17 years old this year. 17. Oh, wow. And they're not even from this country. So we're importing them from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, I tell awesome. You. I like the Dominican. Yeah.
We'll have That's some. Sweet. 17 years old. These guys are just kids, and they're chasing their dreams. And I speak of those, but 2021 went through college. They're chasing their dreams for peanuts. They're not making anything, most of them, to play the game of baseball.
They just want a chance.
Yeah, they just want a chance. So we love for fans just to come out and support them and understand where they're coming from. They're just young guys trying to make it. And fortunately, we've been very fortunate. Right now, there's over 30 players in the major leagues that have played in Hagerstown. For the Hagerstown Suns.
Well, I tell you what, if you got a job for a 16-year-old, my son has a car.
We can definitely
needs to go there.
Does he have a mitt?
He has a mitt. He has a bat.
He has a bat and a mitt and a car.
And a car.
Good.
We don't have no spots on the team. Another misconception about the Hagerstown Suns.
He could be the water boy.
Yeah, he could be the water boy. Whatever he needs to do.
We could probably make that happen.
He will be there.
Is that mascot job locked down?
Yeah, no. We could actually make him the mascot, too.
He can be the sun.
You know, the misconception about the Hagerstown Suns is that you know, we control the players. I get calls all the time. Hey, I want to try out for the Suns. I go, you got to call the Nationals for that. The Hagerstown Suns are responsible for everything that has
except
to do
that,
except the
players. Recruiting.
Yeah,
the players.
We pay for everything from the jerseys to the bus rides, the hotel rooms,
everything else.
All the Nats do is supply us with players,
and
that's what we have. So,
I'll tell you, whatever he need to do to really understand that it's a hard work.
Hey, we'll hook him up.
I'll take it.
All right. On that note, hey, we're going to take a break right now. We come back. We'll talk to Mr. McCoskey a little bit more about the you still awake over there, man?
Yeah,
we're good. It's all baseball talk. Good stuff, right?
Right.
All right, man.
He's sipping on his skip
jack. I know, right? We're all sipping on it. Good times here.
Excellent.
All right, Hub Show, we'll be right back.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Back in the studio, Chris, Shay, Jay. We got Mr. Johnny Castle. There you go. I got it right that time. Johnny Castle, Mr. Matt Bukowski.
We go with Duke Hollywood.
Duke Hollywood?
No, Duke. No.
Just call him the Duke.
Call him the Duke.
Hell in a hand basket.
Shay,
that's my
you.
New name.
Shay's roller derby name, Hell in a Hand Basket.
Hey. Yep.
Got to work on the logo.
Yep. And get a good H.
I think what's your last name?
Mukowski.
Uh-huh.
No relation to anybody.
No.
No one you know anyway.
You got the answer.
No good Polack jokes. got chambered or anything?
Something about submarines with screen doors.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, that one. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Never really resonated.
Right. I heard a good one about landing the plane on the runway, but the runway was really short. Turns out the runway was sideways. Yeah, that's a good one.
Only you.
They're just throwing out the punchlines. There's no setup, you know, but whatever. We'll write the joke after
just
the punchline.
Just work backwards. Reverse engineer. Yeah, we just reverse engineer
the joke. You're going to be a new comedian. You're going to be the new starring comedian now. Yeah. And
Matt, what's the name of the company that puts out the Hagerstown magazine?
It's Hagerstown Publishing, which is a product of Diversions Publishing.
Which also does the Frederick magazine.
Exactly.
What
else
do they do?
We do, let's see. We had a short-lived publication called Frank, which covered Franklin County, and there just wasn't enough ad revenue buzz or whatever, so that we dropped that. But we do Crave, which is an annual dining guide, kind of happy times, fun eating stuff for Frederick and Washington
County.
It's
always fun.
Yeah.
Oh, so you go out and do be the taster?
Sometimes. I'm a wimpy vegetarian, so like I don't get a lot of...
You said test taster.
I meant taste tester.
Our mouth isn't working today.
Don't eat your Scantron.
I'll test some taste, though, yeah.
Wow, the beer's flowing. Yeah. No, but so Hagerstown magazine has been around for about 14 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're in the middle of that, yeah.
It's Hagerstown.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots to write about, obviously.
Yeah, I really have no shortage of content. And also, I have, like I said before, like I have a great setup with a bunch of freelance writers who are constantly giving me new information, new ideas. So I have a lot, even if it's not my feet on the ground, I got a ton of people who are here like covering stuff and keeping their eye on the pulse. Yeah, and it's... Like I said, I think my story list is probably around 40 pages of stuff that I can just, you know, that's just like 2-4 sentence little blurbs that I can expand out.
It's a magazine, though. As printed publication, does it sell? I mean, obviously, you guys are rolling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's going fine. Let's see. I think
it's in every dentist office in town.
Yeah, for better or worse. Right. That is guilty by association.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing fine. There were some hiccups, I think, you know, after the 2008 crisis, just like everyone else was hurting for money. Print publications took a little bit of a hit.
Right.
But yeah, it's definitely bounced back. The death of print media is not quite there yet.
Right? That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah.
I've been to your website. Website's sharp. Looks just like your magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea.
But yeah, the magazine's content. Nice and clean looking. And that's well put together.
That's the ticket. That's what we try to do. I mean, we have three great graphic designers too. So, and I take way too much of the credit sometimes because, like, I'll put together the stories, you know, assign the photography, and I, you know, hand basically, you know, two piles of things, you know, words and pictures to the graphic designers, and they
make it.
You know, sometimes we have some back and forth, but a lot of times I'll just hand it to them and they just run with it.
They just make magic.
Yeah, and they're amazing. Yeah, Matt Pearsall and Annie Ellis they're crushing it on the graphic design front.
Matt who?
Matt Pearsall.
And who else?
And Annie Ellis.
Matt and Annie, shout out.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to you. You're keeping it on the grind.
Yeah, and it's just rolling steady as she goes.
You're bi-monthly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is both good and bad. If we were a monthly magazine, I feel like we could run out so much more material.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, like, is the ad revenue there to support that? Because, you know, the print bill is obviously our biggest cost.
Yeah.
Right.
Even because we generally run, like, either a 96 or 112-page magazine. And I forget what the numbers are off the top of my head, but it's expensive to print that. So so for the time being, we'll maintain a monthly.
Do you have your own place where you do the printing, or you go send it out, like, to, like, Quad Graphics or something
We use it's a place... Oh, I should know this off the top of my head. Gettysburg is where our printer. It's Fry.
Okay.
Is the name of the printer, and we just hooked up a contract with them.
Right.
So we kind of buy the paper and ship the paper to them, and then you know we transmit files, PDFs, basically to them.
Boom, boom, boom.
They print it and then ship it back to us, and we usually have it about 4 days after we transmit it,
awesome.
And
awesome.
The distribution begins.
Yeah.
This is the really fun part of talking about magazines, right?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the only reason I know
there's a lot
the
of moving parts
now.
Right.
I used to, you know, I saw how Quad Graphics did other, what's the other one? Start with R.R. Donnelly. They, you know, they're one of the big, some of the big publishing places, and they, you know, a lot of it's gone down. Well, a lot of jobs gone because of robotics. They use a lot of robotics and stuff for their finishing departments, and not so much in their press departments, but.
Right.
But they just, it's just going down and they're going more digital.
Big time, yeah. And I guess we're kind of a beneficiary, even though the printing costs are still high. I mean, we were a sought-after client. We had four or five different printers that wanted our business.
Right? Oh,
yeah, exactly, because
awesome.
There's a lot of competition. Because a lot of the small market, you know, local magazines, they have died off.
Right.
Because there's not the ad revenue to support it or whatever right. the case might be. And because we're surviving and doing well, yeah, we had a bunch of people. And so we got to, you know, benefit from, I guess, making it this far.
Right. Awesome.
Being us, I mean, Hagerstown is a small town. Yeah. I mean, what, do you have a good relationship with the local press around here?
The local press? I mean, I have no animosity whatsoever.
Of course not.
Yeah, I mean, when, I forget the gentleman's name, but they have a sports writer that won some, mm-hmm. that won an award. And yeah, I'm happy to, like, pimp that out in the magazine
sure, why not?
And, like, give him the accolades, be like, that's yeah. awesome that he won. You know, this. I think he won an award for writing about
golf
or whatever.
Hagerstown, right.
Yeah, and that's awesome. But yeah, I don't see any other. No. Enterprises, competition. We're all
you're not doing breaking news and stuff like that.
Exactly,
just,
it's yeah, not hard news. It's we're a lifestyle magazine, right. and we're trying to. It's basically positive PR for Hagerstown as a whole
absolutely.
And the surrounding area. I mean, it's and yet we still occasionally get fallback because I was at a dinner with some friends or whatever, and from that are from around here, and one of them was telling me he's like, I don't know. Sometimes when I'm reading Hagerstown magazine, it's like looking in a funhouse mirror. It doesn't represent the Hagerstown that I see. And I'm like,
yeah, you know what? Yeah. They want tabloid.
Right,
I wonder what kind of money you can make doing a tabloid about this.
Gritty, yeah.
Yeah.
Just go on Facebook.
You mean right. nobody was abducted by aliens again?
You saw Elvis at the Suns game.
You can just go to What's Going On in Hagerstown on the Facebook page.
Right. Yeah, we
word for word.
Yeah. Just go there.
Yeah, there's like four crazy. Facebook pages devoted to this town. They're pretty
crazy.
Pretty out there, dude.
Crazy.
Believe everything you read on the internet. It makes life really interesting.
Yeah, right. Facebook is inherently evil, obviously. But the lone benefit that I've gotten out of it with the magazine is that's how I stumbled across. You guys know Ken Buckler?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I stumbled across his blogs on Facebook or whatever.
The Hagerstown
like,
Report?
Yeah, I was like, I want that in the magazine.
Alley,
so
the
he does the closing page
like,
or whatever.
He's like the Onion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's usually clever.
He's a history guy. He's been in here twice now.
Brilliant.
He brings tales from the past and talks about Fairchild and a whole bunch of stuff here so far.
How much do you believe when he says that stuff?
Oh, he can bring some facts.
We vet him pretty well. Yeah,
he brings some good factual data.
We haven't seen Alley the Alligator yet, but when we do, we want photos. You know, we told him.
Cool. Yeah, he's I like, you know, looking at magazines like the lifestyle magazines because it's just, you know, good information and
it's fun. It's just here's things you can do. Here's things to entertain yourself. And that being said, oftentimes I just wind up sitting in my basement when I have free time and, you know, watching TiVo or whatever.
Oh, right.
So I don't practice what I preach necessarily.
Because you live in Baltimore.
True. Well, so yeah, and so you know it's way
so
more dangerous
stay in the basement.
To go outside.
Yeah, don't even stay in the living room.
It's hard to find parking in Baltimore.
True. Yeah, I got to be out of the office by 4:30 so I can actually park within 5 blocks of my house. And then, I don't stay on the first floor because
strays.
Friendly fire or whatever. Yeah, you never know.
Wow. You're not tempted to make the move here and
My old lady's the breadwinner, her office is, you know, 3 miles, more or less.
I gotta find me a sugar mama.
Oh no,
man,
no.
She doesn't have any friends, does she?
None.
No. Oh,
he's moving to Baltimore.
You're moving on up, Chris.
Moving on up, Chris.
Moving laterally.
Yeah, laterally. Yeah.
Yeah, to the coast.
So how long have you been, how long has Hagerstown Magazine been in business?
So 14 years it's been in business.
You
I've been with it for
14 years.
What beer are you on?
I wasn't listening to
speaking of which, is there any left?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is yours empty?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get you. We'll get you fixed right up. So, you know, my other thing is, like, do y'all do anything with, like, employers posting, you know?
No, not you, Chris. Him. There you go.
Adding, you know, putting advertising for employers, want to put an ad on there saying that they looking to hire people.
Yeah, I don't know that we've gotten
put a Craigslist section in there.
No Craigslist.
Sea monkeys.
I don't know that we've had it. It's, now, that's one of those downfalls of being a bi-monthly magazine. Mm-hmm. It's like it only comes out every 2 months.
Right.
So...
Yeah.
It has to have,
right.
Yeah, like kind of shelf life.
Right.
So I'm not saying that wouldn't work. But
I said, you know, if you know, like, say for instance, a Macy's,
and nobody wants to sell
Macy's, knowing that they're going to have a big hiring session for their seasonal employment, so they can put it in ahead of time.
If they reach out to me or one of our ad reps, I'm sure that we can figure out a deal.
Right, 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 right. Okay, awesome, awesome. I'm just trying to figure out how we can get some more revenue for you.
Yeah, I'm all for that because that's what pays my bills.
That's right.
All these people can, you know, the dozen of people that are listening, they can all subscribe, and I don't make any money from that. So, it's through the advertising.
So how long? So 14 years. How long did it take before it became smooth? Because I imagine like the first couple issues were probably struggling for freelance writers.
I can only I think the first issue
was it black and white?
No, it was a full color. Okay. It's a little, when you look back at it, it's a little iffy. But I think it was a 56 pager.
Really?
I think
really?
So.
Oh,
yeah.
Of ads. Yeah. Just kidding.
And was that all you?
No. Sure. So I've only been with time, dude. I've only been with him for 5 years.
I got you.
So you're on your third beer?
I know, Chris.
Yeah, I'm working
on it. Right.
That was an hour ago, huh, Chris?
Yeah, he's been thinking day. In terms of plywood still.
He's got sawdust on the brain.
Well, I tell you what, I think that the Hagerstown magazine should do a good feature on the Hub Show.
Oh, I knew that was coming eventually.
Yes, yes. We need to go sponsor us on the...
Yeah, get a close-up of that stain on your shirt.
No, I'll make sure I
zoom in on that so we know what we're talking about.
Okay, Hub Show.
Hub Show, that's the logo.
That's the right. Hub.
Yeah, I got some stickers out in the truck. We just cover it right up.
Okay. Give her a patch.
Give me a patch.
Give her a patch.
But yeah, we put us out there, and we can, you know, we dress fancy. We'll dress Chris up. He likes to wear suit jackets every now and again.
Every now and again.
Yeah, you should see him. He's hit and miss.
You don't know which Chris you're going to get.
Yeah.
Today I might be. I look okay, but I wouldn't be smelling good today.
You have to be careful because I've been in that magazine. I've had my picture in that magazine, and it puts 40 pounds on you.
Yeah,
I'm warning you ahead of time.
Right? Suck it in.
So they need to do it like they do. You know,
we need a selfie stick.
You have to start up here and the angle. You got to get the angle. You know, you have to angle it correctly. That's what I learned from my daughter.
I'm gonna duct tape a broom handle to the end of the selfie stick and get way out there.
It's fun. We definitely when we're photographing females, we definitely put extra emphasis to like make sure we do get the right angle. And with dudes, it's like you're on your own.
Yeah.
Like, well, see, Chris,
take a little Dawn soap and a water bottle, and you just spritz it on the breasts.
It's not fair.
It makes them shine a little bit.
It's not equal.
So you're gonna be a photographer now?
Yeah.
No. No.
The broomstick.
No.
That's a selfie. It's just a selfie stick.
It could have been just a case I was fat.
They could call me Dandy Warhol. How about that?
No.
That was already a band.
Was it?
Come on, Chris.
Huh? Damn, I keep thinking I'm creative, and then I just get burned down.
No, not at all.
My see-through toaster, Dandy Warhol. Every idea I have
Come more beers.
Gets burned down on this podcast.
No, you know, your cereal bar.
My cereal bar.
Yeah,
but this Hagerstown, the place.
That's the material for you right there.
I don't know. Cereal bars do exist too.
Yes.
He knows that.
Oh, I know. Okay.
He wants to put one here in Hagerstown.
But I want to put one in Hagerstown. No. But there's not enough hipsters in the area here that would go.
Corn pops in the middle of the day.
Are cereal bars hipster?
I think so. Right? I would imagine most of them are probably in Portland, Oregon, and
yeah, it doesn't have to be like
that, right?
Artisanal, organic, conflict-free oats or something.
I have no idea. About, yeah, man. Yeah.
He just want to put some toasted oats,
right? The mine are all going to be frosted, high-end GMOs. Extra gluten.
Lots of trans fat, baby.
Lots of trans fat. You know, I'm going for like the hangover cure.
Some tricks.
That's what I'm looking for. The
bacon
hangover
fat.
Cure.
Yeah.
Yeah. He that's
tricks
what he
for adults.
That should be the name of the restaurant, The Hangover. You get the breakfast food in the morning.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Might be 2 in the afternoon, but you know.
Right?
You
know, so all
of the
kinds
hangover,
of like, greasy,
I went to that place where
food?
The guy from The Hangover, that when they shot The Hangover, I was up there. And
that's the Texas in you. You pronounce the G in your words. I noticed that.
What's wrong with the hangover?
Hangover.
Hang.
You know who talks like that? Forrest Gump.
Well, hey, he's from the South.
I know.
You know? He
almost said they my magic shoes.
Last week you said you were a singer.
She said,
I am a singer.
My shoes take me anywhere.
That's okay. That's okay.
Shea Gump.
Right.
Shea Gump.
Shea Gump.
Yeah, I've eaten at the Bubba Gump.
I have too.
We're gonna see her on that. What was that? The Crocodile Hunter. the show where they were down there killing crocs in the in the swamp.
No,
see Shay out there on one of them boats.
No,
shoot him, Clint. Shoot him.
No, can't join him.
No,
no crocs.
No crocs for me. I went to Florida to see, you know, to actually go to one of the swamp things and see how the crocodiles come out. And I said, "Oh, that's it. That's okay. I can go now. Is it over? Is it over?"
Well, supposedly there's an alligator here in the city park. So I mean,
really,
yeah.
And
just ask Ken Buckler. He posts about it today.
Did you write about that yet?
Oh, Ken's the man on the street.
Ken's the man on the street. Yeah. Okay. He's got a personal relationship with that thing, man.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
The Loch Ness monster over there in the city park. He's the only one who's seen it.
Big shout out to Ken.
Big shout out to Ken Buckler
with the Loch Ness monster in Hagerstown.
So I take it, Hagerstown Magazine, you've done several pieces on the Hagerstown Suns over the years. I'm sure they're
over the years,
a lot,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I forget if I pitched it to you or if it was someone else, because I wanted to do a story. A coworker of mine, he did it probably about 12 years ago, where he played the role of a Hagerstown Sun, kind of went through batting practice, did the whole nine, and I wanted to do the same thing. And
we talked about that.
Yeah, okay,
we did.
And it's a no-go because of, like, managerial issues and
a little bit of that, but you know, things have changed in minor league baseball over the years.
It's a lot more oversight.
But really was the case of when you were there, that I guess was 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, and you were throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. Yeah. You threw it so hard you broke the catcher's hand, and they said, "No, we don't want this guy." I gotta go. I gotta add that, man. I mean, Matt Mikowski has a great fastball. I mean, he just walks up there. You see how he's dressed? Well. Yeah. Obviously, listeners don't see how he's dressed.
They'll see.
Just like this.
Well, he's, he's tall. He's got the $800
shoes on. And, you know,
and he's throwing down to that.
There it is.
That's awesome.
In my heyday, I had a 93-mile-an-hour fastball.
Really?
In my junior year. And then I tore my rotator cuff. And
that's a done deal.
Last year, you did ask for some warm-ups, I believe. You did ask for a couple warm-ups.
I didn't take any time.
No, but you were good.
I was high at it.
Did you put it down the middle?
First one, yeah. Second one, not so much.
Yeah.
Whoever the catcher was, he made me look good, though. Like, he just did it real smooth where he kind of, like, just casually stood up. It didn't make it like he was lunging like he should have.
Right.
Wow.
I can throw.
All right.
Yeah. It won't hit that the catcher's mitt.
This, right? April 12th, who throws out the first pitch? Who's lined up for that?
Oh, well.
You can't tell us?
Yeah, I can tell you. It's my good friend, Mr. Mayor of Hagerstown, Bob Brucci, will be throwing out the first pitch.
Okay, Bob. Ooh. What about Bob?
Ooh. What about Bob?
Bob and I are pretty close unless we start talking politics, and then we're not very close at all. So we stay away from that.
Not
but,
about Bob.
We stay away from here in the Hub Show for the most
part. Yes. And please don't bring it up in the workplace.
Okay.
Right.
That's a no-no.
I agree with you at 100%.
No.
Absolutely. But yeah, Bob will be doing that. We'd invite the other council members out as well, but they usually don't come out. But Bob will definitely be there.
Well, they should
we'll
come
get Shelly.
Out.
We'll get Shelly out
you
there.
You think you get Shelly out there?
We'll get Shelly out there.
They should come out and do their job.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to come out, come
this
on
This past
out.
Week, I hung out with Shelly at the Wake and Bake at the Hempen Hill on Thursday morning.
A Wake and
Friday
Bake?
Friday morning, yeah.
What's a Wake and Bake?
Bernard Semler was
don't
there.
Don't act like you don't know what a Wake and Bake is.
I never heard of that.
She was there representing the Brookhouse project going on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later. We'll have Mr. Kevin on the show from there.
Did they have the shot luge this year?
I don't believe
so. The ice sculpture thing?
No. But yeah, that's cool.
That's at the Jimmy Buffett concert.
I'm not really a bluegrass fan, but after a couple of rum and cokes, you can start digging it, you know. So
I doubt it.
At noon, you know.
Woohoo!
Prime rib, rum and coke, and bluegrass, man. What are you going to do? Rock on. But hey, shout out to Shelly Mack.
But I'll tell you what, I'm going to try out going to the Hagerstown Suns this year.
We're
going to
be there.
Well, you know, my son, like I said, need a J-O-B.
Get your son out there. We have some great fun of
He could run and get me beers while we're, while we're on
he
the
could
show.
Be a waiter.
Let's talk about that, Mr. Castle.
I would love to talk about that because, you know.
We can run down the whole list here, but you got quite a few special nights lined up. Obviously, opening night's the 12th.
Sure.
April 18th is Education Day number one.
Well, yeah, we have two Education Days. Obviously, it's a 10:35 a.m. start. Local school kids come out. We charge them next to nothing to come out and give them a meal. and they can enjoy some baseball. We keep them entertained. But yeah, that's the first one. The second one falls in May.
Okay, yeah. Then awesome. We have, let's go down the list. Autism Awareness on the 28th.
That's good.
Yeah. Awesome. Then we got a Mother's Day celebration on the 13th.
Which is going to be extra cool because you bring your mom out. We're going to have a brunch available. So you can, all you can eat hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken sandwiches.
What are you shaking your head about, Shay?
Nice. I won't be here, and that's against my low carb, low sugar, gluten free.
It's Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Go nuts.
Yeah, it's a cheat day.
What are you doing on Mother's Day?
Maybe there are some.
I'll be in Bermuda.
You're going to be in Bermuda that week?
Yeah, and it's my daughter's birthday on the 13th.
Are you going to be in Bermuda eating burgers and hot dogs?
No. I eat
whatever.
Steak, shrimp.
Excuse us.
Shrimp.
Scrape out the floor.
Yeah. And it'll be hitting me.
So, shooting down the list here. We got on the May 15th, Education Day number 2. We know that's about now. May 26th, you got Harry Potter Night.
Harry Potter Night, man.
Harry Potter?
You've been doing that traditionally now?
Yeah, it's awesome time. You know, we're giving away a trip to Universal that night. I spent 8 days in Universal over the summer.
That's a crazy ride.
It is awesome, man. I'm telling you, I love Harry Potter. My girlfriend's a huge Harry Potter.
I haven't even seen it.
But the ride was awesome.
I love Harry Potter myself.
It's awesome. The whole area down there, what
Chris, you
going to
dress up?
Matt, did you watch Harry Potter?
There was somebody at Comic-Con making the wands.
I know. Are you going to be there? The Hub Show will be there. You're going to be there?
I'll come in as Ron or something.
Partake in the pot.
I don't even know.
Make a good Ron.
Yeah.
Okay. So people going to dress around like
you
sorcerers?
You just asked me that. Is that the sorcery? Do you have any clue what Harry Potter is about?
I don't know.
It's about pottery or something?
Oh, man.
I never watched Harry Potter.
You are really missing out. I mean, I have seen every Harry Potter movie.
That was Ghost.
Probably 10 times through.
Only you.
Really?
Yeah, they are good movies.
My kids won't sit through them, but I can respect the success.
It's like Lord of the Rings. I don't watch that stuff.
No.
Well, the thing about Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, it's something that's going to last forever.
Yeah, it'll be there around.
It'll be around.
Yeah, it'll definitely.
Be and they're starting to make spinoffs of Harry Potter.
Sure.
They made the one movie about the
why not Star Wars
the guy who had all the beasts. Animals, the beasts. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So we'll continue down the list here. That's Harry Potter Night on May 26th, May 28th, Memorial Day.
Yep.
June 7th is Pride Night.
Maryland Pride Night.
Maryland
absolutely.
Pride Night.
Yeah.
Maryland Pride.
Okay. You said now listen.
Which reminds me. Let me throw this in about Maryland Pride.
Oh, come on.
Everything Maryland. But which kind of falls in line with the Hub Show. On Thursdays, I believe it's Thursdays we're going to do this or Fridays, we'll have to check. But our fan club sponsors a special jersey every year. Our jersey this year that they're sponsoring is a jersey. It's going to say Hub City on the front of the jersey in the Maryland flag colors. So it's going to look great. We're excited about that. We thank the folks. It's funny, living in Pennsylvania and moving to Maryland, how attached people are to the Maryland flag. Mm. They love anything with the Maryland flag on there.
Wait a minute. Time out. It's Maryland Pride Night.
Yeah, Maryland Pride.
You thought Maryland. Like I
missed
thought.
It too.
I missed it also.
They say Pride Parade. You know what
Maryland,
goes on.
We're MB, talking rainbows. MB Pride. Maryland Pride. We're proud of Maryland.
I'm thinking about what goes
right.
on
There's
in
not
DC.
A typo on here.
No, Maryland Pride.
Okay.
We've mentioned that before. We haven't. Other teams do it. We've mentioned it before.
I don't think you would bring in like a very many people with the other kind of pride.
You know what?
They're
not sure. Though. They do it.
They're
in
not
the
really
NBA.
Baseball fans.
They do it in everywhere.
Yeah. They do it.
They like baseball.
DC.
They like hockey for some reason. Why not baseball?
We talked about it. It's just
in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
anyway.
Not enough support for it. It's something that. You know, you'll see one day at our stadium, absolutely.
Well, we cleared that up.
So it's Maryland. Yeah,
Maryland Pride Night. Okay. Yeah. Not there's anything wrong with it.
Not at all. Okay. Not at all.
June 15th, you have a Disney trip.
Disney trip. We're giving away a $3,750 valued Disney trip. Trip to Disney, Family of Four, take them down there.
Yeah.
AAA is sponsoring that of Hagerstown. We're excited about that.
Nice.
It was a huge hit last year.
I need to be there on that
next
night.
Next one's a big one. Shay, you can't go. June 16th is Star Wars night.
God, that is a huge
I'm not going.
Shay, you need to come address as Princess Leia. Do the hair over the donuts, man.
We're going to get her a Vader helmet.
Yeah. She has a phobia against Vader.
I can't do that.
Her childhood.
You know, we are hoping that Darth Vader shows up this year.
No, I won't be there.
I'm sorry, darling, but...
I won't be there.
Gosh dang.
The horror.
Wait, so if it was Star Trek night, you'd be there?
I will be there.
No one's going to show up for that.
I'm going to try some other
You know what? We need to get you on a couch in a therapy session. And I'm going to find out that your uncle was just breathing really heavy when he was dealing you as a child.
No,
he was like...
No. The poster.
And it was my cousin. I never forget. His name was Todd. My cousin Todd was babysitting me.
She's psychologically impaired.
And he had a bright light on the Darth Vader poster.
Yeah.
And where I had to sleep. And I had a problem with sleeping by myself when I was young. I was like scared. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was scared of the dark. And then here I go. I wake up, peep up, and there he is. I'm like, oh. I said, oh.
But to this day, if you watch a Star Wars movie and he comes walking down the hall,
you get PTSD.
I got PTSD.
You got PTSD.
You should watch Spaceballs, and that'll take everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Oh.
What? Never heard of it.
Come on.
I'm serious. I never heard of it.
How about Family Guy? Do you watch Family Guy?
I don't watch.
Another great one. Yeah, great parody of Star Wars.
Blue Harvest.
Yep.
I heard. I mean, I haven't watched. Is that Stewie right there? Right. Yep. Okay. But I didn't watch him.
Oh my God.
What you watch?
I really don't hardly watch. Like, I watch, Game of Thrones.
The Kardashians.
No, I don't
this
watch
This Is Us.
No, I never watched This Is Us. But I'm a Game of Thrones. I can't wait till the final season comes.
Isn't that just like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah,
I don't know what Lord of the Rings is.
I think it's Game of Thrones Game of Thrones. One, right?
With a lot of sex in it, man.
Game of Thrones.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a Playboy version of Game of Lord of the Rings, basically.
That's all right, Jon Snow. That's my dude.
We're moving on here. June 17th, Father's Day, Superhero Day.
Working with Mr. Matt Burns with that day as well. So,
superheroes in the costumes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Superman, which weren't at the Comic-Con a lot.
Yeah, no Superman.
Yeah.
We need to get Superman there.
Some Batman and all that going on over there. All right.
I didn't see Batman.
Yeah, me either. June 21st to the 23rd is Pink Weekend. Yeah,
that's our breast cancer awareness weekend.
I thought so. I didn't think it was the artist, but okay.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun with that as well. And that particular weekend, we're giving away, I talked about Victor Robles earlier, we're giving away a Victor Robles bobblehead. He'll be in his pink jersey that he wore 2 years ago when he was with
us. You go, Chris.
I was going to say, does the team have a pink theme to them?
Yeah, we'll have pink jerseys on. Yeah.
There you go.
We'll raffle those off in the... It goes to the BCA CV here. All right. Locally.
I got myself a pink Nine Balls Deep shirt.
There you go. Nine Balls Deep. Nine balls. Yeah. Mm. June 30th is a Hall of Fame night for the team.
We'll be inducting another member into our Hall of Fame. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Awesome. And then July 3rd, Independence Day celebration.
Big night. Obviously, we don't have a game on July 4th, so our big night's going to be July 3rd.
We're going to have some fireworks.
Fireworks. You name it.
We got to be there for that.
Another picnic as well. So you'll be able to buy a picnic along with the ticket. Get all you can eat, hamburgers and hot dogs. So since you missed Mother's Day.
That's right.
Actually, in the summertime for my house, I can hear when the Suns win.
You can?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Because I can hear the you got a little fireworks go off when you win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can always, I go out to, I'm out getting the mail out of the mailbox and I hear pop, 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 pop. Over and I'm
like, getting the mail. Really?
Gunshots.
Is that where you are? Yeah. You're not with TT?
No, I'm not in Baltimore.
You're not with TT.
So we ain't got to worry about gunshots.
You'll like this next one, though. July 13th is Walking Dead night. Is Matt Burns with you?
Oh, I love
Matt Burns is
going to
work with me. Matt's going to work.
I watched it. Last night, it was an awesome show. Yeah,
we have at least two gentlemen and a young lady that has been on the Walking Dead as zombies. Right. So we'll
really?
Yeah.
And you might like the next one, July 20th, Margaritaville night.
There you go.
God, I love that.
I'm going to Jimmy Buffett this year.
Are you really?
Yeah. It'll be the first year I've ever gone to Jimmy Buffett.
I love Jimmy Buffett.
You can have
Jimmy I've been there.
Going to Jimmy Buffett. What are you
going
what
to go see Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, okay.
He was just down in Baltimore last week, right?
Time out. Is Margaritaville night? Is it margaritas? Or are you playing Jimmy Buffett all night?
Well,
what's
there'll
the
be
deal?
Margaritas, absolutely. Margaritas we can't officially call it Jimmy Buffett night. They don't allow us to do that.
Okay.
But we call it Margarita night.
Right?
But
I can still bring my parrot.
Yeah,
they don't have any issue with you calling it Margaritaville night.
They want us to call it Margaritaville night. That's what they want.
And you're going to be pumping his music all night?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, jeez. Right.
Sorry,
man.
Yes,
we are there for that.
Sorry.
And then we got July 21st, Christmas in July.
Gosh, that's always a fun time, man. We just turn the ballpark in and make it Christmassy. This year we have last year we gave away a Christmas ornament. This year another Christmas ornament. Not the same style as last year. Last year was just a ball with the stadium on it. This year it's our mascot jumping out of a box.
Nice.
And it's awesome. Really cool. It's really cool.
And does Santa Claus show up?
Santa Claus will be
Shay, no batteries.
Are you talking to the Philly fans?
We're talking about the Philly fans. We were talking about that earlier, you know. They're chucking batteries.
For Christmas in July. Will it be snowing in the bathroom?
With Gus, that'd be awesome. No, I don't think so.
That's in the locker room.
Oh, you're so sad, Chris. So sad. Sad.
All right. Hey, the kids are from the Dominican Republic.
Make sure Mikowski throws out the first pitch that night.
The kids are from the Dominican Republic. I mean, that's what they got down there.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Baseball, whores, and hookers. And blow.
You been to the Dominican Republic?
Huh? No, I've never been there, but I've heard plenty of stories. I hear it's like heaven. It's heaven on earth.
You want to go there, huh?
All right. Yep. August 1st, summer camp day. You want to explain that one?
Well, we were talking about that a little earlier.
Oh, yeah, summer camp. A little
different. This time we invite all the kids from the local camps to come out. You know, everybody that goes to a camp, they have one of those special days, trip, bring them out to the stadium. And that's that particular day.
All right. August 4th. Then, Chris, you like this? Bobblehead giveaway.
It is bobblehead giveaway.
Now we're talking.
He is a bobblehead.
We have four bobbleheads we're giving away. Obviously, we just talked about Victor Robles. The other three we have, we're doing Billy Ripken, who played with us back in the day. If you're a baseball fan, you remember Billy Ripken. He had a card out that had said little curse words on the bottom of it. Well, we're going to do the same pose, but we're going to leave the curse words off of there.
That's great. Nice. Absolutely.
It's going to be really cool. So we're calling it the infamous pose bobblehead. And then we're also going to do Jim Palmer, because this year's the 35th anniversary of Jim Palmer pitching for the Baltimore Orioles.
Sweet.
There we go.
First and only Hall of Famer that I can think of that has played with the Hagerstown Suns. So, we're going to do him. And the last one is a mystery one that I cannot let out the information on. The Hagerstown Washington County Convention and Visitors Bureau does one every year. And so they usually wait till it gets a little closer.
It's a surprise, right?
Game time. Sure.
All right.
The following day, August 5th, is the candy drop.
Have you guys? You guys did not hear about our candy drop last year.
No, I know.
So beat a pinata to death.
Close. But here's what we did. We had a helicopter flying above our stadium and just dumping out about 1,000 pounds of candy. The field.
Yeah, with jelly beans.
And then the kids, when the helicopter was done, would just go out there and start picking up all the candy in the field. It was the coolest thing in the world.
Were there any fights?
There were no fights, but afterwards, I did get a comment on Facebook saying that.
Only on Facebook.
Only on Facebook, but that I was promoting fat kids and
whatever.
Really?
Free candy?
Yeah.
Well, then they shouldn't have brought their kids.
I felt bad. I mean, but at the same time,
I did advertise this candy drop.
So they just didn't read the fine print.
Right. You're supposed to drop frozen peas?
That would have been great. You know, bananas, frozen bananas, things of that nature. But it was great. It was a lot of fun. It was
just oranges.
Helicopter flying above. It was a good time. So we're looking forward to doing that again. Absolutely.
They want you to drop some halos.
We're getting to the bottom of the barrel here. On the 17th of August, you got fireworks again.
That's our final fireworks show of the season.
You'll be up in smoke over there. Smoke's barrel.
All right. And then once again, on the 1st of September, is another bobblehead.
That'll be our mystery bobblehead. Looks like I left off of here our other bobblehead, but this is one of my little things I had to do this year. But
you had to put together this whole schedule, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, awesome.
Weekly events on a daily basis. Tuesday nights are Antietam drafts, $3 drafts all night long. Wednesdays, bark in the parks. Most Wednesdays, except our education day, bring the dogs out to the park. No extra cost for that. It's a lot of fun.
Who cleans that up at the end of the night?
You know, we give them spots. Okay. They usually pick up their own.
Some player hits it on the third base.
Let them out in the field.
Whatever. No. It'll dry up tomorrow.
Who missed that?
And who did that?
Just leave it there.
Who great day? That's what I was going to say.
It's not even raining. Not mud.
We give them spots. Obviously, you already talked
just
about Thursday.
Kick a little dirt on it.
As long as they don't land on it. Thursday, you guys all know about that.
Beers starting at $2. Thursday, Thursday.
That's right.
He's looking right at you when he says that shit, Chris.
$2 beers.
$2 beers.
$2 beers.
I know all about Thursday.
You got your good $20, you'll be good.
Yeah.
$2 beers. We're excited about our concessions folks this year. They've promised us some really cool, really neat food items. We're hoping to work with a local pizza and pretzel company to bring in a crab baked pretzel and
Maryland Pride.
All right.
Barbecue from time to time. We're excited, man. I mean, April 12th.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Go for it.
Who's doing the barbecue?
Well, we'll do it in-house, but we do pretty good barbecue.
Why, Jay?
Well, because I haven't had good barbecue up here.
But you're from Texas. You're not going to get it.
Where did you live in Texas?
Dallas.
Yeah. I'll be in Dallas. I'm DJing a wedding reception in November of this year for one of our former Hagerstown Sons.
Really?
He actually lived with me when he was here.
Nice.
Is he playing for the Rangers?
He does not play for the Rangers. He's now in the Chicago White Sox organization.
Oh, awesome.
But
he moved up.
Well, yeah, he's moving up a little bit, but I was been to College Station. I've been.
Went to Texas A&M. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, beautiful I partied place. Many days there.
There's this place downtown. I can't remember, man. A little cowboy place. It was. And what's the bit? Whataburger.
God, yeah. Oh, you gotta experience. If you ever go to Texas, you gotta have
I've
a Whataburger.
I never had.
We don't call it Whataburger. It's Whataburger.
Whataburger. Whataburger.
But
wow,
it's pronounced Whataburger.
Comes out.
But
the
it's
sink.
Whataburger.
I like the Twitter feed they had or the Twitter post they had the other day where McDonald's put the upside down W for Women's Day and Whataburger said we've been doing that That's forever.
Right. them and Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah,
Wiener.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. You're gonna have some good fun in November. It's not gonna be really cold or anything.
Nope, it's a great place down there too. I love Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, there you have it. And we Matt, for you as well. I mean, we got the whole Hagerstown Sun schedule right here on the Hub Show.
Right, here's one. It up really big. That's one page.
One page.
That's one page for you.
I think we put it in there this year, didn't we? Didn't we put our schedule
I haven't looked at your ad yet. I'm not sure.
I think we did. I think we
49
did
to go.
49 pages to go. Hey, and I always
no,
have
no,
some
96,
content.
Baby.
Oh.
I got some content for you if you ever need some.
Hit me, yeah. I got your business card and yeah.
Yeah, we'll give
you
some content.
This won't be the last time you see me. Okay. Better or worse, sorry.
All right. we don't mind. We don't mind. Better we have fun. We have fun. And we can make some own content. We can make our own content out here in Hagerstown.
Right.
Well, that's what he's doing, man.
No, I'm just saying. We could create some stories. We can create some stories.
Hey, Matt, since I have you on the spot, the one thing maybe you could do is put some more of those Benny's Pubs coupons back in your Hagerstown magazine. Man, they were awesome. Man.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to do more of the 2-for-1 cards.
Yeah, they were great.
It was going like gangbusters, and then, yeah, boom. It's something that I'm definitely making a push,
I like
big push with
Pub.
our ad reps to, like, get in with the restaurants.
It got us out to visit Benny's Pub on a regular.
If you need me to go smack Bill in the back of the head, I can do that for you.
Chris is the man.
Okay, cool, yeah. Yeah, definitely give him smack for Matt, too.
Yeah,
smack for Matt. Smack for Matt night.
So have you tasted any nice restaurants lately, like up and coming or new around here?
Yeah. I do. And see, I'm not the best person for you to ask about that as a vegetarian. Because whatever, yeah, I'm wimpy like that.
Vegan food.
Yeah, American Ale House is dope. You said barbecue, Hempen Hill. Have you been there?
Yes, I've been there. I went when they first came.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. Some standout food there. Rick's Cafe. Yeah.
Rick's Cafe is awesome.
I've never had that.
I tried to go to Rick's a couple weeks ago, and I did not realize that you actually need a reservation for that
place.
That
place is jam-packed.
Yeah. I went in there and they were like, yeah, it's 2 hours.
Where he is? This is a really weird spot.
Where's Rick's Cafe?
It's by Planet Fitness over there behind the South High.
The old Pizza Hut.
I don't even go on that side, but okay, I'll try it.
Yeah, it's hunted out. It's because you walk up to it because it's in a strip mall.
Yeah,
you go in there like, but, and it looks dingy. Because
it looks horrible from the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's you go inside,
next to nothing.
It's awesome.
Right. The buildings next to it are closed. Like there's nothing going on.
And
it's part
it's,
of a strip mall.
It's
him. He needs to knock down
tinted,
some walls and expand that place.
Because he could totally
he could
utilize
totally do
it. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
But it's great food.
But we're sitting here plugging him. No way.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff ain't free. I'm just joking. No, man, that's cool. Obviously, you've done some covers on him.
Yeah, big time.
Did you cover American Ale House?
Next issue.
Oh, yeah.
No, awesome.
In May?
Yep.
Heather's in there?
May, June, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. We like Heather.
Yeah.
You have to ask Heather where her Eagles tattoo is. Yes. We had bets on that.
We had bets on where she's putting it because they won.
That didn't come up in conversation.
Well, see,
you need
on our podcast.
To ask her. You need to ask her.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl.
We were
she
too busy high-fiving. Like,
he
when
says
I first
left
went.
Side boo, but we haven't found out yet. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
might be on the back.
Our photographer was just out there recently, so maybe he got something. We'll find out.
Gotcha.
It'll be a Where's Waldo in the next issue.
Yeah.
Where's Waldo?
Or Where's Swoop?
There you go. Well, hey, we appreciate you guys coming on.
Yes, we do.
You know, you're all about what's going on in Hagerstown. We're trying to be about what goes on in Hagerstown, so hopefully we can do this again down the road, man.
Big time. Yeah.
This is awesome. So, hey, Hagerstown Suns, April 12th, opening day.
Amen. We're looking forward to having you guys
out here. What's
the
deal, man?
Tickets for sale, HagerstownSuns.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
301-791-6266. Stop by the box office 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. We're ready to roll.
Can they buy them online as
well? You can buy them online. And what's really cool this year is that I don't have the setup just yet, but by opening day, You'll be able to, if you come out on a night when it's busy, the lines are huge, you'll be able to text yourself to order tickets online from your phone, scan them, walk
nice.
The suite.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. All right. That'd be awesome.
And
I
we
like
want
that.
To give ourselves a plug because we just started with the Amazon banner.
Yeah, that's right.
The hubshow.com yes. website. So,
and I'll be ordering this week.
What's the code?
There's no code.
No code.
No code. You just click go to the hubshow.com, go all the way down to the bottom. It says Amazon links.
Click on
you
that.
You click on that, then you click on the banner.
Yep.
And then if you don't even want to go to the hubshow.com, you could just save that link in yep. your favorites bar bookmark it. And then all you need to do is go to your web browser and just click on the Amazon yep. link and you're inside the Hubshow store.
And you're helping us out.
Right. Everything you purchase is all going to be the same price. And Amazon just gives us a kickback for being an affiliate.
Yeah, we're keeping this thing going. Trying our hardest.
Hey, I'm going to be awesome. Ordering this weekend.
We know you will. Right?
We had I was looking at the store today. Actually, we had 12 people purchase things.
People are listening
already.
So. All right,
that's right.
That's
all right, our people.
Yeah. So we're out there, Facebook. We're out there, the Hub Show. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter, and of course, Hagerstown Magazine is out there as well. As are the Hagerstown Suns. It's the weird world we're living, huh? It's got to be in a million different places at once,
yeah,
huh?
It's a pain in the ass.
It's a pain in the ass. It's yeah. a big pain in the ass.
I'm trying to tweet.
Devontae,
I can't tweet.
You know too, huh?
I can't tweet. I'm like, I'm just give that up.
Yeah. Yeah, we have our silent commentator doesn't speak. Dinkins is in the room again, folks.
Right.
Hello? He was last week and the week before.
That's the landlord.
Off.
Well, I don't know about this house. It might be the ghost of Devontae
that's
Dinkins.
That's true. That might be what it is. Yeah.
That's why he doesn't speak. Yeah,
207 South Potomac. Lots of things going on in here as well. You got an event coming up, Shay?
Yes, April 21st. We have an event for those who are looking to purchase a home and don't know what to do. We have some professionals who can help you get to your path to get in the house. Or if you're looking for an investment property, we got the people you need to speak
right
with. That's right
Saturday.
Here. Saturday at 11 a.m. to 1, 207 South Potomac Street.
Right. At the intersection of South Potomac and Baltimore. It's the historic yellow house.
Yes.
I don't know if it's going to be yellow for long. Things are in the works now. Devontae won't say a word. Look at that. All
April 23rd. I might come back with some stories because I'm coming back from Coachella.
Oh, yeah. We'll save it for then, pal.
Yeah.
Save it all for then.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're going to have another teaching.
This will be my first time. This will be my first time at Coachella. Well, I'm sure I am. I'm probably going to find it annoying because I'm too old for Valley Girls.
You?
And
nah, you'd be all right.
They're all going to be video blogging and, ooh, I love this food.
You'll be all over the internet. Hey, that's Chris.
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Yeah.
He's fucked up again.
There he goes.
I'm going to be the old grump just sitting in the VIP section.
His fingers
just
in his ears.
Yeah. Him
waiting on this
jacket.
Crap to go away.
He's like Jimmy Buffett.
So my song can come on.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
As long as you don't stumble in the wrong kind of club again.
Right.
Yeah, with the flannel. You won't be wearing any flannel in Coachella. It's pretty warm out there, dude.
Right.
Anyway, all right, we'll wrap this thing up. The Hub Show, Hagerstown, keep your head up. Jay, for Shay, for Chris, for Matt, and for Mr. Johnny Castle. Later.
Adios. You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hey, this is AJ.
And this is Ben with Small Town Mentality Podcast. You can check us out on all social media platforms at Small Town Mentality Podcast. So get on there, click like, and follow us.
And help us out by subscribing to Small Town Mentality Podcast on the places you get your podcasts. Podcasts? What, you don't have a place to check out podcasts? Well, try TuneIn or Stitcher. We're also on iTunes and Google Play.
Come check us out. We're funny.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I'm funny.
We're going to leave this in.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Bye.